Good morning. So we've been talking about singing in music and how it communicates deeper meaning and how it can develop specific ties to different things. And so today I want to go over and actually sing a few of the songs that at least a couple of them, that have had strong meaning to me. And let me tell you a little bit about that meaning. So the first one that I want to do is one that we have not sung in a very long time, but is stuck in my brain of Don Collins leading it whenever I was little bitty. And that is song number 896. And it is the song called Ivory Palaces. And so there are two songs that Don used to lead fairly regularly that are stuck in my brain. One is 10,000 Angels, and one is this song. And so since we sing 10,000 Angels still somewhat regularly, I thought we would give this old one an attempt. So song number 896. My Lord has garments so wondrous fine, and mother texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine, with joy my being thrilled. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of life had also its sorrows sore, for hallows had a part. And when I think of the cross he bore, my eyes with teardrops start. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. In garments glorious he will come to open wide the door, and I shall enter my heavenly home to dwell forevermore. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal So for me, that was one of the songs that prompted me to want to learn how to lead singing. And it would be hearing Don doing the strong lead, others doing the other parts, and Cindy sitting typically over this direction, doing the lovely alto harmony in that song. And so that touched me in a way that I just did not understand when I was probably 8, which was when this was happening. But it has stuck in my head for all these years. And it's amazing how songs that we may have not sung for 20 or 30 or 50 years can still have strong and great meaning when you encounter them. And that is part of the magic, for lack of better English words, of having music. And the reason that I believe God gave us music and why God has commanded us to sing and make melody in our hearts, because music talks to the heart in a way that nothing else can. And so there is that. So that song has a lot of personal memory to me. The theology in it is decent, but that's not the part that makes this song important to me. The following song, however, was one that I encountered in high school that does have theological meaning to it. And it is the song Pierce My Ear. We will also be singing this one, but I want to give you some of the theological stuff about it first. So during the biblical era in Israel, there were different types of servitude that a person could be in. And one of the types was a temporary indebtedness. So it's my family has borrowed money from your family, therefore my son is going to go and work at your property for the next 5 years, or whatever the agreement you come to may be. And they are effectively a slave for the duration of that servitude. But at the end of it, they leave. The debt has been paid. Everything is gone. But there was an option that a servant had when their debt came paid, where they could choose to permanently dedicate themselves as a servant to their master. And if they did this, they would go to the doorpost of the house, and they would take a burning auger, and they would pierce their ear, and then put an earring in the ear, designating them as a permanent servant to that household. And so the song Pierce My Ear is taking that theological statement and that historical action of dedicating yourself as a permanent servant to a master and taking that and using it to God and giving it to Christ. So as we sing this song, I want you to pay a little bit of attention to some of the theological notes written in it. And I'm going to kind of stand a little goofy to make sure that it's actually clicking when I click the buttons. Do what? Well, if you don't, then I'll be singing solo. And we'll learn it. Pierce my ear, O Lord, my God. Take me
harmed me. Now I will serve you eternally. A free man I'll never be. So pierce my ear, O Lord, my God. Take me to your door this day. I will serve no other God. Lord, I'm here to stay. Lord, I'm here to stay.
Well, that went well. But so learning that history lesson tied with that song at some random youth trip event thing where the song was being sung touched me. And so it became one that I sang a lot in the youth group leading it. And I wanted to dig that back up because that theological concept of I was a slave, the debt has been paid, I am choosing to remain a servant, was something that struck me as an important thing and something that is our lives as Christians, because our debt has been paid, yet we are still actively being servants to God. And it's not because of that debt, it's because of the loyalty to the master that we have developed. And so these theological concepts and historical concepts seem so simple in the poetry form, but they are far from simple things. They are things that have multiple layers that the more you think about and the more you dwell on them, the more it can affect you. And so I wanted to share two personal things of my life for that, of how they have affected me. One prompted me to want to lead singing, and one has prompted me to daily devote myself to God as a servant. And so many of our songs have that. And if long as you pay attention, you will find it. Now, you might not find it immediately. It might, you know, come to you 2 days later. But if you're paying attention, it will come to you. And so are there any songs that have similar type meaning or importance to any of y'all that you might want to share or request that we sing? Would it be 287? Okay. Go. Well, why don't we go ahead and turn to song number 287?
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, hope for sinners slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Yes, ma'am. So, anyone else? That would be 527. And just so you know, the reason I didn't do I Walk in the Garden, that's in the service today. So 527.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me. Me whole.
And that's the allergies. But it is amazing how songs bring back memory. Some good, some bad. Typically good, though. And those memories can draw us closer to God and closer to each other. Does anyone else have any of particular importance to them that they would like?
The chorus to
276. 276? Okay, let's sing the chorus then. If I think I can remember it. Okay.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Song number 222.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Well, one last go. Any final songs, requests? One of the advantages as a song leader is all my song requests get to be worked in pretty regularly.
I don't want to sing it because, like these other ladies who mentioned, it's hard to sing, but my husband's favorite song was
That's fine. If you think of it again, interrupt. That's perfectly fine.
Does anybody in here know how great the Father's love?
Apparently Joyce does. Not as well, but it's beautiful.
Anyway, we need to learn that song.
And I'll be getting that and teaching that one as well at some point.
979?
No. Poor wayfaring stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe, yet there's no sick, nest all nor danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed shall ever sleep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. My body sleep in the churchyard. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter on my great reward. I'm going there to see my Savior, to sing his praise forevermore. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
Just as I am? Yes, ma'am. But music is powerful. It is something we need to incorporate, I believe, into our daily lives, not just on Sundays and not just on Wednesdays. So it's about time for us to wrap up. I do want to say, if there's ever a request that one of you all have for a song to be incorporated at some point, let me, and I'm sure the other song leaders are also willing to attempt. Yes, ma'am, and I'm still working on learning that one. But so I think I'm going to take that one, and I think I'm going to take Arlen's request and incorporate those next week. But if there's any other requests that you may have just in general, now or at a later date, just let us know. We'll see what we can do. So go ahead and join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all your many gifts, including the gift of music. We thank you for how it ties to memory and lets us draw closer to you and closer to loved ones. Pray, dear Lord, that you will be with us this day as we sing and worship you. May what we do be high honor in your ear. We pray that you will uplift us and bind us together. And we pray, dear Lord, that you will be with us as we go through the week, that you will guide, guard, and direct us, and let us follow your way. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.